Blog Talk Radio. Welcome to Motivational Mondays with Coach Adams, presented by Inspired Media for You. It's time to receive your weekly infusion of motivation and empowerment to jumpstart your week. I am your host, Shania Marie Adams, affectionately known as Coach Adams, your master motivator and your resident empowerment coach here on Motivational Mondays, hashtag I'm for you. I coach and you win. Our focus on Motivational Mondays is to equip and empower you in the process of closing the gap from where you are to where you desire to grow. Each week, we come together to engage on life's highway, where I truly believe we are on a divine journey in which God is the light illuminating our path, guiding and directing each and every step along the way. We sincerely value your participation, our global listening audience, and we genuinely appreciate you tuning in for this time of empowerment coined as Motivational Mondays with Coach Adams, hashtag I'm for you. We don't take your time lightly or for granted, but rather we are eternally grateful to have this opportunity to sow into your lives on your journey of purpose to fulfill your destiny. Here on Motivational Mondays with Coach Adams, our programming is designed based on two formats of empowerment that we bring you faithfully each and every week. The blending of our in-studio guests sharing their testimonies and or their areas of expertise and our Shape Up series. Our Shape Up series has been designed to support you on your journey to win personally and professionally so that you may be more equipped to work it now. Work your vision, achieve your goals, and ultimately living out your dreams. Wow. I say this every week, but it truly is a wow. Each episode is rich and empowering. Of course, you know Coach Adams is biased, but I say that based on the feedback that you, our global listening audience, have to share. If you have missed any of our past show episodes, archives of previous broadcasts, and the richness of what is shared each week are always available online at www.blogtalkradio.com/inspiredmediaforyou. Again, www.blogtalkradio.com/inspiredmedia, the number four, the letter U. Each installment of Motivational Mondays is truly insightful, and I want you to know that we really take it seriously, the content that we bring you each and every week, with the desire to allow you to get more tools to add to your toolbox so that you're empowered on the journey of life. Allow me to set up the framework of today's broadcast. I, Coach Adams, will share with you for about 40 minutes into today's programming around today's subject, and then we will, as we do every week, open our programming up for your audience participation, at which time we welcome your questions and comments. This always lends to an interactive environment, which we absolutely love and we encourage. you, our global listening audience, to chime right on in at the appropriate time. On today's installment of Motivational Mondays, we are taking a closer look at boundaries, and this is part two in our boundary series as we are shaping up to win. And, you know, it's so interesting because every time I bring information to you, the area in which we're focused in, we are often challenged in that area. Before we jump into today's topic, we ask that you take a quick moment to invite someone to today's broadcast. Send someone an email right on someone's Facebook wall. Send a tweet, a text, a DM, a message in the bottle, a carrier pigeon, bottom line, do whatever you need to do to invite someone to share in the broadcast with you on today. We thank you in advance. We extend our gracious, heartfelt thanks for your support with expanding our outreach. If you do not already have your pens and notepads, laptops, iPads, sitting at your desktops or your laptops, your tablets, I want to encourage you to grab it so that you can soak in the richness of what is being shared on today's installment. On last week, we opened up this discussion around boundaries. And we understand that boundaries, many of us struggle with having healthy boundaries in our relationships. And relationships, of course, can be a personal or a professional relationship. And it's really important and key to understand that when someone presses outside of our boundaries, those acceptable ranges of variance that we have established, that is a level of disrespect. So as we take a look this evening and we go into the second part of this particular programming around boundaries and understanding our guidelines and, you know, having some healthy limits for ourselves, we want you to know that we're going to do a quick summary around what was discussed on last week before we fast track to this next level. You know, I want you to know that Coach Adams absolutely loves Mondays, and I absolutely love empowering others. And as you tune in as our global listening audience, I want you to know that it is my heart's desire that you would truly get information that is truly, without question, valuable on your journey of life. And that is my goal with every topic that we discuss. So boundaries are essential to healthy relationships, as we just stated, personally or professionally. And so know that when you're talking about boundaries, it's not limited to a personal relationship. Setting these boundaries goes into any area of our lives, and it is so important and so significant. And many of us, we don't have enough of the tools needed to establish good boundaries. Why? Because we simply need the permission to know that, one, it's okay to walk in extreme self-care. You know, oftentimes I'll share the illustration because I enjoy traveling and I'm fortunate to have the opportunity to do that from time to time. When you get on the airplane and the flight attendant begins to tell you the safety guidelines and all of that, they let you know that if the airplane begins to lose cabin pressure, that an oxygen mask will drop down, and they give you a clear picture image that you must put the oxygen mask on you first before you can put it on someone else. Say, for example, if you have a child with you, if you're caring for someone that may be traveling with you, the key is to put that oxygen mask on you first. The same is true with having boundaries in our relationships, personally or professionally. We must put the oxygen mask on ourselves first. And I say that so that you can understand that it's okay and it is so needful for you to have and establish healthy boundaries. When we're looking at establishing healthy boundaries, number one, we must identify and name our limits. For example, and I often share this as a real life journey on my, as I am on my journey of life, that in a relationship, I am one that I'm open to working through just about anything, but that one area, or actually it's two areas for Coach Adams. There are two areas that would be outside of my acceptable range of variance, two areas that would press outside of my boundaries, that would send me soaring to the moon, out into the stratosphere, two areas. And I make sure that anyone that is in a relationship with me knows this up front. And I remember in my early 20s, I was in my very first relationship, and oh my gosh, I was so into this man. The sun rose and set with him in my life, you know, so fresh and young and impressionable about love and all of that. But I let him know that I had two things that were deal breakers for me. And those two deal breakers, and saying deal breakers means that are boundaries. If you go outside of this acceptable range, you have now crossed into the danger zone. So those two areas for me is, one, don't even look at me like you're going to hit me or think about putting your hands on me, the abuse. So that's one for me. Now, yours may be different, but this is Coach Adams's, and this is establishing what we're talking about and laying that foundation today. So that is one. The other is infidelity. That is another one that would send me shooting over the moon. Now, I am one that believes in forgiveness and, you know, people can grow and change and all of that. But those are the two that would send me soaring, and that will be deal breakers for me because of my boundaries. Now, yours may be different, but the key is we must, number one, know our limits. And so often, many of us, we don't have any limits. We don't know what our limits are. And so we're like a volcano. We're bubbling and boiling underneath the surface, and any little thing will send us shooting off, you know, and we erupt because these little things have been boiling beneath the surface because we don't know our limits, but then we get to our limits and we explode. I don't want you to go through life constantly erupting and exploding like a volcano. It is so important that you put a face to, you understand, you name, you identify what your limits are. And be okay with that. Know your limits. Know what is acceptable and know what's not acceptable. Number one, name your limits. Number two, tune into your feelings. You know, this is so key because if you are hanging around someone and whenever you're in their presence, you feel like your energy is zapped and you just feel kind of icky. I have this joking, running joke with a dear associate of mine. You know, we talk about feeling itchy. You know, your skin starts to get a little itchy and agitated. So you have to tune into those inner feelings. What is your body telling you? You know, my mentors often teach about our 50 trillion cells, that those 50 trillion cells in our body, they let us know when good or not so good is approaching and something is right or not right, and we begin to feel that in our bodies. And that's what we're saying here, that you must tune into your feelings. When you are in an environment with someone, how do you feel? And, you know, it's so interesting. I was coaching. Many of you know I'm an executive coach. And so I was coaching a young lady just the other day on this very subject. And she was frustrated because she said, you know, I'm having such a hard time communicating with this person. You know, in essence, she was saying I'm feeling disrespected, you know, because of this lack of communication, a break in communication. And I shared with her, I said, you know what? The behavior that you're experiencing, that behavior is a root cause. It is the result of something else. I don't know what it is, but it is the result of something else. And so understanding and identifying your feelings around how does this make you feel, you have to establish boundaries to say this behavior is acceptable or it is not. And, you know, Dr. Phil McGraw, many years ago, Life Manager, I believe is the name of the book, talked about we teach people how to treat us. We teach people how to treat us. We teach people how to treat us in what we say or don't say, in what we accept or don't accept, what we tolerate. Whatever that looks like, we're teaching people around us how to treat us. And so often our relationships are failing and we're feeling frustrated because we don't have clear boundaries. And I know I've been guilty of making some bad choices, and this is a subject that I am constantly fighting to grow in, because no matter how well we think we may have it, someone is going to come and press your boundaries. It's just like a little kid. Little kids, they will act one way with mom, one way with dad, one way with granny, one way with grandpa, one way with their sister or siblings, you know, or brother, one way with their uncles, whoever. They're acting differently in each of these relationships because they're trying to determine what are the limits. What are the boundaries? What can I do differently with mom that I can't with dad? And so on and so forth. And so, again, number one is we're looking at boundaries today and knowing our limits. We must name our limits. We must identify, put a face to, and not be afraid to say, this is a limit. Now, when you're setting boundaries and limits, you don't scream from the rooftops, I have a boundary. No, you simply hold your boundaries for yourself. You're clear on what those guidelines are. Sometimes you make them known, and sometimes internally you just simply know what they are. But we must identify what are our limits. What will take you over the moon, out of your acceptable range of variance? Number one, know your limits. Number two, tune into how you're feeling. When you're around people, do you get all icky? Is it a negative feeling? Do you feel like they're constantly sucking the life and energy out of you? Do you feel empowered? What are you feeling? You have to address that. You have to identify that. So know, tune into your feelings. Be direct in your relationship. This one is difficult because we don't want to hurt someone's feelings. We don't want people not to accept us and so on and so forth. But this ability to be direct does not, and let me give this disclosure, it does not give us the authorization to disrespect people. That's not what I'm saying here. But when I'm saying be direct, you have to have an open line of communication. You have to be able to clearly communicate, articulate, dialogue, chat with, whatever your language. You have to be able to say, this doesn't work for me. You know, I don't like it when this happens, whatever the case may be, so that you are walking in a healthy place. And not only is it a healthy place for you, but it's a healthy place for those that you are in relationship personally or professionally. Again, don't lose focus on the fact that this is not just about personal relationships. Professionally, when you're in a relationship and a partnership, you have to have clear boundaries as well. You have to know what's acceptable and what is not acceptable in your interactions, whatever they may be, personally or professionally. It can be with a bill collector, I don't know, whatever it is. You still have clear boundaries on, you will not speak to me in this way. It could be a stranger. It can be someone you encounter. You still have to know your limits. You still have to be in tune with your feelings, and you have to be able to, number three, be direct with the people that you encounter, the people that you interact with on a daily basis. And being direct, you have to be able to say no. many of us, we struggle with boundaries because we find it so difficult to express this simple two-letter word. Why? Because we are people pleasers. We want to please everyone. Coach Adams has been guilty from time to time on her journey. Why? Because it's nice to be able to make everyone happy, but the reality is we're not going to be able to make everyone happy. And we have to grow and be okay with understanding that. With that, there are some times that one will have to say no. Now, there is an art. You can learn to say no in various ways. And again, when we're talking about being direct, we're not getting the license to be rude and disrespectful to someone else. That's not what we're saying when we're talking about being direct. But we're saying being able to have that open, clear-cut dialogue with someone else, the open communication between each other. You have to communicate in a style that works for you, but it connects with the other person. Because if I'm communicating and you're not getting what I'm saying, we have a disconnect. So this is where the art of effective communication really comes in, and it's something that each and every one of us, we have to grow in. I want to believe that I'm a great communicator, being that my life requires me to communicate, but there are times when I fall short. And sometimes there is a disconnect, and I have to continue to fight to bring up words that would make me to connect with that person so that they are understanding what I'm efforting to say and vice versa. So know that this art of communication is so key, and we can't get frustrated if someone doesn't get the point the first time we say it, and if we have to rephrase it in a different way, but yet still be okay with being direct with what our needs are. Number four, give yourself permission. Give yourself permission. This is so key. Give yourself permission to walk in self-care. Give yourself permission to say no. Give yourself permission to be okay with having clear boundaries. Don't excuse it. Don't apologize. Don't feel guilty because you know your limit. You have to hold your limit. And so I want you to know that today I want you to speak to you right where you are. Say, self, it's okay. It's okay to have boundaries. And start today with establishing boundaries. What are we talking about? As we do a quick summary review, we're saying name your limits. Identify, know, put a face to what are your limits. Be clear on that. Tune into your feelings. Don't put your head in the sand. Don't be the ostrich putting your head in the sand. You're not wanting to identify how you're feeling. If you have certain feelings that don't sit well with you, don't settle well with you when you're in the presence of others because of how they are treating you, you have to put the oxygen mask on yourself. How do you do that? You have to be direct in your communication. You know what? When you do that, it doesn't sit well with me. Again, we're not talking about in being direct, disrespecting others, but we are simply expressing, using our adult language, communicating clearly our point of view. Doesn't mean that it's right. It just simply means that it's our point of view. It's our story, and we have the right to convey that. Give yourself permission. Again, I constantly reference putting the oxygen mask on you first. This giving yourself permission is walking in self-care. When you're on that plane and there's a loss of cabin pressure and that oxygen mask drops down, the first thing you're supposed to do is put the oxygen mask on you. You can't save other people if you are not whole, if you are not walking in a healthy place. So know that it is absolutely okay to have boundaries, to know your limits. Don't you dare feel guilty about it. Don't you dare. That is a pitfall that would have us to operate in an unhealthy place. We get stressed out. Our bodies are tearing up on the inside because we're not dealing with those things that we need to deal with. We're overworked, overrun. You know, we have too much on our plate. We're trying to juggle everything, and we're schizophrenic at the near verge on the edge of, So know that it's okay. Give yourself permission. I thank you, our global listening audience, those of you who are tuning in to Motivational Mondays today, presented by Inspire Media for you. We are looking at boundaries, and this is part two of our Shape Up series around boundaries. If you missed part one, I encourage you to go to our archives. You can obviously, on demand, download a show at any time at www.blogtalkradio.com/inspiredmediaforyou, www.blogtalkradio.com/inspiredmedia, the letter 4 and the number U. We're going to give you, our global listening audience, an opportunity to chime in very shortly. So I hope that you, again, have your notepads, pens, and paper handy. You're taking notes. You're on your iPads, tablets, whatever your device is. And you're really getting some richness around what is being shared on boundaries today. And that you will play in Coach Adams' sandbox at the appropriate time. So we have talked about various things, and we're going to continue in our quest in this journey of having healthy boundaries. We've said you must name your limits. You must tune into how you're feeling. You must be direct in your communication. You have to be able to give yourself permission. And you must, number 5, practice self-awareness. Many of us, we tune out of those red flags and those signals that we get in our relationships. Personally and professional. Remember, this is not just about personal relationships, but this is about relationships across the board, personal and professional. And being aware, walking in this awareness, being conscious and practicing this awareness of how we're feeling, it gives us the opportunity to really honor ourselves, and as well, we are honoring others. Because when I have strong boundaries, I'm honoring me as I honor you, and I'm showing respect for me first. I have to love myself first. About 2 weeks ago, we had Joanne Sanders on our broadcast and speaking about forgiveness, the power of forgiveness. And one of the things that stood out, she gave some great insight, but she said everything, absolutely everything, starts with loving ourselves. And that is what boundaries is all about. That is what all of what we're talking about starts with: how much do you love you? And so when you're walking in this and practicing this self-awareness, it really helps you to realize how much love and self-care do you have for you? Because having clear boundaries is truly about honoring ourselves. It's not narcissistic, as many would try to get you to believe, oh, you're so selfish and you're so this and you're so that and you're so blah, 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 blah. They can say whatever they want to say, but remember the illustration as we talked about before. When you're on the plane and there's a loss of cabin pressure, you are no good to anyone else if you put the mask on them and you die from a lack of oxygen. But now if I put the oxygen mask on me, meaning if I'm walking in self-care for me, if I'm taking care of me and making sure that I'm whole, because I'm whole and not fragmented and broken, guess what? I have more to give to you because I'm giving out of a full place, not a broken place. And that's why it's so important to know that in practicing this awareness, self-awareness, that I have to know, how am I feeling? Am I feeling honored? Because it comes out, as we spoke about earlier in the earlier illustration I gave in relationships, it comes out. You know, when I'm feeling a little bit more agitated in relationships in my life, I know it's because I have allowed boundaries to be pressed. I'm not walking in self-care. And Coach Adams admits, she's like, okay, you got to step back, girl. You got to reevaluate. You got to make some adjustments. As you know, I'm often very open and transparent with saying that I'm on this journey in the trenches with you. And so the wisdom that I share, I'm fighting daily to live by. Not perfect, so don't have me on a pedestal. Please don't put me on a pedestal by no means. I am not perfect, but I am fighting to live out the principles that are so rich daily that I share with you, that I've grown to know to be true, and boundaries without question is one of them. Consider your past and your present. What I love about number six, consider your past and your present, that if we do not reflect back. Now, this is not saying that I'm driving the car looking backwards, but notice, if you will, when you are driving the car, whatever that car may be, when you're driving the car, there is a rear view mirror for you to be able to see behind you. But your focus is on the road ahead. And that's what we're talking about here, that you need to be able to touch on and see behind you. You don't stay there. You're not driving backwards. If you are in the car and you turn and you're trying to look back completely, head turned, neck turned backwards and driving, guess what? You will crash. So this is not what we're talking about here. But we must understand my family dynamics, history, what have you. As you know, many of you know, as you continue to tune in, see social media and what have you, Coach Adams is a contributor, co-author of a book called The Change, book number 14, and did a powerful piece, powerful chapter, really insightful on the power of words. And so we must understand that we are this makeup, we are this blending of these words that have been spoken into our lives in what I call our emotional bank accounts, negatively or positively. And so we reflect on that for understanding, but we don't use that as why we can't move forward. The same is true here with boundaries. You have to consider your past and your present. You have to understand what deposits have been made. You have to recognize, what boundaries have I seen or not seen? What boundaries have I seen pressed, respected, disrespected, whatever the case may be? And so I want you to understand that this is so important so that you can navigate on life's journey more effectively. I am going to take a quick pause. I know I have shared, wow, so much with you, and I just want to remind you as we prepare to take your questions what this time in our Shape Up series is really all about. Welcome back to Motivational Mondays with Coach Adams, presented by Inspire Media for You. I want to give our global listening audience the opportunity. I know that I've given you more than a mouthful, and we do have some other bullet points that we're going to share with you on today's broadcast. But I want to invite you, our global listening audience, because it means absolutely nothing for Coach Adams to pull up her truck and just you know, load and unload this information on you if there is not a benefit. And one of the things my true heart's desire is within anything that I do, and this is truly at my core, that it brings value. So I want to open the phone lines, and this is the time in our program when we invite you, our global listening audience, to share in the discussion. Press 1 on your telephone keypad to add yourself to the host queue. Press 1 on your telephone keypad to add yourself to the host queue. If you are sitting in front of your electronic device, you must dial in. The dial-in number is 516-453-9374. Again, the dial-in number is 516-453-9374. You cannot press 1 on your keypad of your laptop or your smart device. You have to dial in. And again, we open the lines currently, and we invite you to share in this rich, I feel it's rich, discussion that we are having currently. So if you have some insight, you have a comment, we welcome you to just jump right on in. Don't be shy. Meanwhile, we're going to continue in what we've been sharing around boundaries. This, again, is a subject that, you know, I always know when I am out of pocket, when I've lost focus on my boundaries, because it begins to show up. I get agitated and irritated easily, and, you know, I'm just feeling frustrated and what have you. Why? Because I'm not feeling honored. I'm not honoring myself. I'm not walking in self-care. And so what we've discussed so far as we continue to press through the other bullet points that we have for you in this process of building better boundaries and understanding the significance of how important this is in our daily lives, in all of our relationships, personally and professionally. So what did we say? We said, number one, we must name our boundaries. We must put a face to it. We have to identify, what are my limits? What is acceptable? What is not acceptable? I shared early at the top of this hour, I shared on last week in part one, that an absolute deal breaker for Coach Adams in relationships is if you think about putting your hands on me. I remember my first relationship. He didn't hit me, but he acted like he got all up on me and kind of backed me up in the kitchen. And I was like, oh, wait a minute. I know those signs. And got to that place. And I'm like, no, it's a wrap, buddy. So that was outside of my acceptable range of variance. But I couldn't hold that boundary for myself if I did not have a face. If I didn't name it, if I didn't identify it. So we must, number one, identify our boundaries. We must tune into our feelings. When you're in the midst of others, personally and professionally, how do you feel? And that is so important, because if you're feeling dishonored, that means you don't have clear boundaries. If you're feeling like, oh, my gosh, you're zapping all of my energy, and it's just, oh, my God, I hate being in the presence of this person, and yet you're still spending time with them, you're not in tune with how you're feeling, and you're not making the decisions that will allow you to come from a whole healthy place. And we have to be direct. We have to be able to communicate, hey, you know what? I didn't like it when you did that. And we have to be okay with saying no. But again, being direct does not give us permission to disrespect others. It gives us the opportunity to honor ourselves, but we do it in a respectful manner with others. So it's not the license to disrespect others and to be rude and nasty when we're talking about being direct. Give yourself permission. What am I giving myself permission to, Coach Adams? You're giving yourself permission, which is number four. You're giving yourself permission to have boundaries, to set limits in your relationships, personally and professionally, that would empower you to walk and be more whole. You are giving yourself permission to set these guidelines. Many feel guilty when they have guidelines. Oh my God, I'm not supposed to have them. And you start to feel bad and you're, no, it's a healthy place. Put that oxygen mask on you first so that you are whole and able to support others in your network, in your life, in your circle. Practice self-awareness, number five. Practice self-awareness. This self-awareness, this boundaries of self-awareness is honoring you and your feelings. But you have to be aware. You have to be aware. What am I going to do about this situation? You have to be aware and then make a decision. How will I handle this? How can I control this? So don't let people run all over you. And that is what people do. People want to know, can I press their boundaries? How much will they take? What are their limits? What will they tolerate? But if we are not walking in self-awareness, we will accept and take any kind of behavior. And that means that we don't love ourselves enough. We don't care about ourselves enough. We're not honoring ourselves enough to say, I have limits. That's not acceptable for me. I appreciate you, but you cannot treat me any kind of way. And being okay with that two-letter word, no, learning how to say no in various ways. I did a previous broadcast some time away on the various ways of saying no, and we had so much fun with that because you can get creative, but yet still honor yourself, honor the person, and say no. Stop taking on those things that you know you don't want to take them on. You know you don't want to do that, but you're piling it on because you have not put a face to, you have not identified, you have not allowed yourself to be okay with having limits. Put that oxygen mask on you first. Consider your past and your present. Don't reside there. You cannot drive the car facing backwards. You drive the car facing forward, but you reflect in the rearview mirror from time to time for awareness on what's behind you. And the same is true as it relates to our boundaries. Considering our past is simply this awareness of what is your family's role in what you've seen, how does that relate to and affect your boundaries? Quite frankly, for Coach Adams, because I saw abuse growing up as a little girl, that's why I have such a strong boundary on you will not think about putting your hands on me, because I saw abuse growing up and I said, nope, I will. That's one thing. If I will tolerate, try to work through just about anything to a fault, but that I won't. Why? Because of my past. And so know that sometimes our past will assist us in establishing boundaries, but don't let it get you stuck. So we're not lingering there. We're not driving the car backwards, but we are aware of those things that have created who we are today. As we were talking about the power of words before our quick I Coach You Win jingle break, that you have to know what is in you. You have to be aware of all of that stuff so that you can make the right decisions for you. Now, if you saw abuse growing up and your perception around that was that it's okay, guess what? In your relationships, you will accept that as acceptable behavior. And so understand that all of this is significant and it's important so that we walk in self-care, so that we can be more whole in our relationships. You know, I used to hear so often, two halves make a whole. You know, we would hear that. I heard that growing up as a little girl, as a, you know, teenager. And so it was often stated that I'll find a half and he'll find me as a half and we'll come together and be a whole. No, that was a misnomer. You need to be whole. He needs to be whole. And when you come together, you are whole, not broken, trying to, you know, you complete me. No, we have to be whole first. And being whole first is having clear boundaries, walking in self-care. And that is number 7, making self-care a priority. Again, I keep saying it so that if nothing else, you'll get the illustration of the airplane is losing cabin pressure. The oxygen mask drops down. What do? You put the mask on you first. And that is what self-care is about. It is making you a priority. It's not narcissistic. It's so that you are whole and now you have more because you are complete in yourself. You're whole in you, that now you can come full, whole, complete to give and be a greater asset to your relationship. If you're incomplete, you are a liability, because whenever you come to the environment, guess what? Instead of giving and blowing and imparting and being a blessing, you're taking. And when you come, people are like, oh, man, not her again, not him again. Gosh, every time they come, they just suck the life out, because we are not whole walking in self-care. And I'm looking for you. Pet me. Make me feel better about me. Give me, give me, give me, give me. Do for me, do for me. All of this instead of me coming whole and complete, because I've made self-care a priority in my life. And now I can give to you without expecting anything back. It's far better to give than it is to receive. But many of us, we're not in a position to give because we're so busy. We're taking the life out of every environment that we come to. And people feel exhausted and dejected after they've encountered your presence. I want people to feel a vibrancy of energy and life, that they felt like, wow, what an encounter. Wow, they made such an impact. She made such an impact. Not, but going to give, because I have walked in, you have walked in self-care and made self-care a priority. These are the things that we're talking about in establishing and making sure you have good boundaries that are healthy so that you can be more whole. I want to just remind you, our global listening audience, and I can't thank you enough for tuning into Motivational Mondays with Coach Adams, presented by Inspired Media for you. Again, our programming is open. The lines are open. Get your questions answered. Make a comment live right now. Your resident empowerment coach is in session. This is a time in our programming when we invite you, our global listening audience, to share in the discussion. Don't be scared. Don't be afraid. Are you getting anything from what we're talking about today? Press 1 on your telephone keypad. We'd love to hear from you. Press 1 on your telephone keypad to add yourself to the host queue. Again, if you're on your electronic device, you must dial in. The dial-in number is 516-453-9374, 516-453-9374. Again, to add yourself to the host queue, press 1 on your telephone keypad, and we invite you to interact with us, and we love the richness that your comments and feedback lends to our global audience. So don't be shy. Don't be scared. Meanwhile, back at the ranch, we're going to continue in this journey as we're shaping up to win today in our Shape Up series, looking at boundaries part 2. Where did we leave off just a moment ago? We left off at the significance and the importance of making self-care a priority. You got to care for you before you can care for anyone else. And that is a must. And if someone says you're being narcissistic, well, you know what? If that's their point of view, that's okay. They're probably jealous because they don't have the courage to take care of themselves in the way that you're taking care of yourself and setting sound boundaries, having and knowing your limits, being sensitive to not only knowing your limits and being willing to put a face to that, but also in tune with your feelings, being able to be direct, having that open line of communication, being able to just let people know what works, what doesn't work, not disrespectfully. You're honoring you, but you're able to respect others, giving yourself permission to have clear boundaries, to know your limits, practicing self-awareness, and considering your past and your present, not to linger and get stuck there, but so that you can continue to grow forward. Life is about growing forward, learning the lessons that we need to learn in any given situation so that ultimately we're growing daily in being better people, and we're growing daily in being a better life manager of this one life that each of us have. Now, you may have other lives that you manage at certain stage and then consult on. For example, if you have children, initially up until age 18, you're managing and supporting with their lives, but as they get to that age of 18 and that young adulthood, you're now the support, you're a consultant to their lives because you've done what you needed to do to manage. And so the number one, though, is that you have to take care of you first so that you can more effectively support with managing their lives and later in years being a great consultant. But it all starts with being able to make self-care a priority. Seek support. This is so important. We have to be okay with seeking support. My mentors often teach that a strong leader is not afraid to seek expert counsel. And so in seeking this support, whatever that may look like, maybe you need the wisdom of a great book that goes through boundaries. Maybe you need the wisdom of an associate who has great insight because of the healthy relationship that they're in. Maybe you need great wisdom from a spiritual advisor, whatever that may be. Understand and know that seeking support is okay. It's when we don't seek the support. But we want to make sure that when we're seeking support, the base that we're seeking the support from is a base of wisdom. So you want to consider, is it a coach? Is it a spiritual advisor? Who is it? Is it a psychologist? Is it someone that can truly give me some great insight in this area that I may be struggling in? And there is a great book on boundaries that you may want to pick up. You can get that from Amazon.com. I apologize. I don't know the author offhand or authors, but it's called Boundaries. And it's a great book that gives wonderful insight. I've taught classes on this previously at my church home, and it's been so beneficial because so often many of us struggle with how to say no, and it empowers you in knowing when to say no and when to say yes. So I would recommend that for those that maybe through a book you're saying, I need some support and some insight, some sage wisdom that I can really glean from. Wherever you need to get the insight, don't be afraid to get it. There are a lot of resources out there. And, wow, today, in today's age, Google is a wonderful, beautiful thing. So let Google be your friend, or Siri, or Cortana, whoever it may be. Don't get Coach Adams started to quote me because she's not as versed in all of the various areas of technology. But you get the point. Get the support that you need. It doesn't always mean you have to get it from flesh and blood, a physical being. It may be through technology. It may be the resource of a mentor through a book or if information that you may find surfing the net, whatever that may look like. But get support wherever you need support. Okay? Got it. Be assertive. Ooh, this one so often can be misconstrued. Being assertive. Because so often we perceive when someone is assertive, that's a negative. And I want to challenge you that always being assertive is not coming from a negative place. It is a strong place. It is a place of power, a place of strength. And so when we're talking about being assertive, we're talking about coming from a strong place. Woo, excuse me, you guys can't hear me, but all of a sudden I'm having like this total sneezing fit. If you're wondering, why is Coach Adams going in and out? I'm muting myself because all of a sudden in my environment, struggling with allergies, I'm having this sneezing fit. But the show must go on. I love it. So be assertive. Being assertive is this position of power, this position of strength. It is that I know my boundaries, I'm clear on them, it's a place of respect and honor, and I'm not allowing you to dishonor and to disrespect me. So I'm holding my boundaries. I'm holding my boundaries. First of all, I know what they are, and I'm holding them for myself. And I'm honoring me in being assertive. And so I want you to know that it's not enough to just create boundaries. That's easy. Creating boundaries is easy. What is most difficult is not creating boundaries. We can easily say, okay, I'm setting a boundary here, I'm setting a boundary here, I'm setting a boundary here. But what is the deal breaker is, will you honor your boundaries? Will you fight for, will you hold your boundaries? For example, as Coach Adams shared early on in my first relationship, when I let the person that I was seeing at the time know that the deal breaker, put your hands on me, it's a wrap, I'm out. Now, I had to be assertive in that when I saw that little nasty head creep up and make a decision. And many of us, we don't want to make difficult decisions. But I had to make a difficult decision and say, you know what? It does not matter how much I may think I care about you and love you and all of that. I was in my 20s, you guys, early 20s. I think I was 21. And so, but I had to say, you know what? I don't like what that looks like, and it doesn't make you a bad person, but I already let you know that this was not cool, and if I ever saw the signs of that, I was out. I had to say, in being assertive, okay, now that you're faced with this, what will you do? And that's why I say it's easy to create a boundary. But when your boundaries are pressed, now what? Will you hold them? And I told him, I am out. I wasn't rude. I wasn't nasty. But I let him know that's a deal breaker. I told you it was. And now I have to honor what I said was a deal breaker. Because if I didn't, guess what would have happened the next time? Not only would he have gotten up to me and hold his hand up like he was going to hit me, he would have hit me. Because, see, he was testing the boundaries. He said, oh, yeah, she said that that's a deal breaker for her, but let me just see how far I can go. But he didn't anticipate that I was serious, because many of us, we're not. We don't assert our boundaries. We don't stay in that position of seriousness, of power, courageously saying, no, when I said that, I meant that. And so he realized, okay, wait, she is not joking here. And he tried to do all that he could to get me to change my mind, but I knew that for me was a fork in the road. And that if I did not hold my boundary right there, that I would be a statistic of a battered woman because I saw that he had that in him. So we must assert our boundaries. We must start small is number 10, and that's what we're going to close out with today on boundaries as we're in our Shape Up series here on Motivational Mondays. It is amazing! Oh my gosh! How quickly an hour of empowerment flies by. I would have loved to have heard from you, but I didn't, and that's okay because you still have an opportunity. Guess what? You can make your statements, comments, questions known through our Facebook Motivational Mondays forum. It is an open group, and we do invite you to interact there. Maybe you have a question or a comment around today's broadcast. Maybe you have a show guest that you would like to recommend, a show idea topic that you would like to hear more about. Know that that is a great place to be able to do that. I want you to be reminded that Coach Adams has a full circle of empowerment to support you on your journey. So start out today small. That is your journey work. As we depart the airwaves today, know that we're here every week, faithfully every Monday, so that you can receive your weekly dose of motivation and inspiration to jumpstart your week. But I want you to leave with this, that in honoring and setting and establishing healthy boundaries, that I can start small. What is that small boundary that you can establish and begin to practice reinforcing that and walking through the various steps that we talked about? So I encourage you to establish a small boundary today that you can build on and grow from that foundation. I want to thank you so much for tuning in to Motivational Mondays with Coach Adams, presented by Inspired Media for you. We will be right here, same bat time, 7 p.m. Pacific Standard Time, same bat channel, Inspired Media for you, so that you can get all that you need as a part of our full circle of empowerment that starts every week right here. If you're not already a part of Coach Adams' network, visit coachadams.com, coachadams.com, or send an email to admin@coachadams.com, admin@coachadams.com, or give us a call at 310-289-2101, 310-289-2101. Thank you again for tuning in. This is Coach Adams signing off for now. I coach and you win.